Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono. It's your thing in the morning.
Guess what day it is?
Don't let him in here.
Anybody?
Toby!
Oh, Toby. I was given a heart attack for my birthday yesterday.
That was my gift.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
That's awesome.
The gift that keeps on giving.
A heart attack for your birthday.
Yes, I'll explain in a minute. The K92 Morning Thang. Hi, it's that day from that camel. It is Monica. It is Zach. It is Antoine Terrell here on your Wednesday. Heart attack.
Heart attack.
Straight up.
Who gave you that wonderful present?
My wife gave me a heart attack for my birthday.
So she said, happy birthday, babe.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting.
that would be great.
I would, that would be an interesting conversation, Antoine, because my follow-up would be, who is the father? Because I am of the Seedless Grapes Club.
Yeah,
so I got a lot of questions there. A lot of questions. Yeah. A heart attack. And this is a double standard. Woman.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I'm looking
at
you.
Don't throw me the eye because the evil eye because of what
I'm
happens.
Throwing you the eye because this is one of those man-woman double standard things, Antoine.
Okay.
It's one of those situations where in a relationship, if a man were to do something like this, it would be an egregious fault. You're a horrible person.
Okay.
How could you?
Right.
You're the worst person alive. But when a woman does it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oops.
What happened?
It's sort of like when my wife blocks the driveway almost every day of my life, so I can't get into my space. I didn't know you were coming home. I come home every day. Just so you know.
I live here.
Mm-hmm. Can spark into your space. But if I did that to her, she probably would have divorced me by now. Anyway, it had nothing to do with that.
What was she doing on your birthday?
Monica, let me tell you what. I have children. I don't know if you knew that or not.
You have a couple.
Yeah, you hear me in the Anger Diary, prominently featured. And these children, they ride buses to and from school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I pick up my son off the bus at 2:35 p.m. every single day because I am the one who is home. So it is 2:35 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And I start walking to the bus.
Right.
And immediately the bus was actually, it was ahead of me. So it was already dropping the kids off at the stop. And he goes, okay. So, you know, there's my son and there's two other kids that get off at the stop.
Yep.
Well, guess what? Only two children got off the bus. My son, nowhere to be found.
Where's Lennon?
He was kidnapped.
I don't know. I don't know. And before I can even get down there to be like, yo, where's my kid? Door's closed and the bus is already going down the street. I'm like,
no. Maybe he fell asleep on the bus. You hear those stories where the kid falls asleep.
Right.
That's happened.
And,
right.
You know, the bus driver doesn't know. And, you know, that whole scenario.
The driver don't know, don't care, that sort of thing. My child and the woman who gets the other two kids off the bus.
I've experienced that panic before and a couple of occasions.
Right.
And yeah, it's terrifying. It's like, where's my child?
She says to her kid, and in true kid fashion, he's no help at all because she says, it was Lennon on the bus. And he says,
I don't know.
Thanks. You guys live right next to each other. I mean, how do you not know this?
You know,
not on the bus.
Kid,
he's not there. I don't have my phone on me because I was just walking down the street. So now I'm sprinting back to my home. Where is my child? Do I need to get... I'm grabbing my car keys at the same time I'm grabbing my phone in case I need to start driving after the bus to find the bus to get my child off. Is he on the wrong bus? Where is he?
Yeah.
I call my wife. I can't... The kid, he's not on the bus. She goes,
I forgot to tell you he's staying after school.
Oh, good to know.
That's it. File the papers. We're getting a divorce. I can't with that.
That is a heart attack. Because I've went through it before. I've had to call the school because they had Ava on the wrong bus.
I know.
Before.
And I know
waiting.
That freak out. Your heart starts to speed up. And
he's where's my child?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, he was on the swings, just so you know.
Yeah.
I had to call a parent once because their kid didn't get off the bus. And I was like, hey, is such and such coming to school today? And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, they didn't get off the bus. Like in the morning.
Oh.
And I'm like, well,
they
didn't get
here.
Off the bus. So they're like, what? So they hang up, call in a panic. The kid fell asleep on the bus. The bus driver couldn't see the head.
Yeah.
So the bus driver thought everybody was off the bus
and
drove the bus back to the bus house.
Just gone.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So, all right, Antoine, could you do me a favor? Could you go get me that kid so I can have him as a backup in case the next time mine goes missing, I have this other child. All right, perfect.
Yeah,
free heart attack. If I had done that, Worst husband ever.
I would have been mad.
Yeah.
Mad, mad.
Yeah.
Big mad.
Meanwhile,
mad,
when
mad.
You do it.
Oh, sorry. I was really busy this morning. Oh, I just didn't get a chance to tell you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Heart attack. My goodness.
Just testing you. Make sure you.
Yeah, well, I'm testing my heart.
Yeah.
It's a little bit weaker. That's one less day I'm living. I shave one day off, just
That's
so
okay.
you know.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
It makes no sense, Andrew. Andrew Lippy of Florida. What
Andrew.
Are you doing?
It's a Florida man.
It is
of
a Florida
course,
man. Because this is the logic of a Florida man, Antoine. I'm familiar with this story, and
yeah.
it's just, it blows your mind.
It's crazy, but I do actually know a couple people like this, though, where, okay, Andrew, he shoplifted from Kmart, $300 worth of stuff, household goods.
Okay, so legit shoplift, okay.
Yeah, yes, and so he's arrested for that drama.
Yeah.
Also, he got in trouble for returning an item, a Keurig, to Kmart. And he didn't have anything in the box. It was just a basketball. So he got in trouble for that, too.
Yeah, he was doing this weird thing where he was buying things.
In return, Zach, I think you know.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. And no, mine is different.
Okay, all right.
And I'll explain.
Whatever.
But let me. So what this guy was doing is he went to Kmart and he bought a bunch of stuff. He bought like a pillowcase and
yes.
he bought the coffee maker. And then he tried to return the stuff. But he kept the items. And so
and
he took the coffee maker
items.
Back. He put a basketball in the box and said, here
it's
you
just,
go.
It's just terrible, yeah. Andrew. Yeah.
And I would like to point out that what I did
oh
was
God.
I bought a stereo.
Uh-huh.
I used it for it was just under a year.
Oh, just under a year.
And it stopped working. Okay?
Yeah.
And, of course, it was just after the warranty and all that garbage, and it was going
to
be a
Listen
big pile
that.
Of nothing.
Uh-huh.
So I went, I bought another one, and I put the broken one in the box, and I went and I returned it, and
mess.
I kept the other one instead.
I've done that before.
Okay, thank you.
Thank I've
you.
Done it before.
Monica has also killed before.
Back to Andrew.
Yeah, I'm sorry, back
to
Andrew, because there is a twist.
There is a twist, because just a few days ago, he bought an $8 million island. Yes, a private island off of Key West.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's not hurting. He's
what?
Not hurting for a penny. No, he's not. He bought a private island.
Right. The guy owns an island.
Well, I guess that's how you save money.
I guess that's how you get your $8 million.
Exactly.
And he's
robbed
in jail
from Kmart?
For $300.
For $300.
Yeah.
For a Keurig coffee maker from
Andrew.
Kmart.
Uh-huh.
And he has an island.
Yeah. It does make you wonder, though, is that how he got
acquired
to
that, the millions?
I suppose it puts out that question of if you were filthy rich, is there something you would still do?
And he loves to
steal. That's
he
a good question.
He loves to shoplift, so
yeah.
he still shops. I saw his name is Giancarlo Stanton. He plays baseball for the New York Yankees.
Yes,
the
he does.
He's got like $1 billion. He still shops at TJ Maxx.
He does.
Yeah.
Because
yep.
he likes
That's
TJ
good.
Maxx. I know there's plenty of super rich people clip coupons out of the newspaper.
Yep.
40
well,
cents. Yes,
well,
I'm going
to
get that.
You know, and you splurge here and there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go crazy all the time.
I don't think if I was filthy rich, I don't see myself driving super fancy cars.
I wouldn't.
I just don't see it.
I don't care about cars now. Like,
yeah.
you know, I'm not a big car person. I wouldn't be, you know, investing money in a bunch of cars.
The other one is the watch for me. I would never buy a Rolex. Never, ever, ever.
But they get excited.
I just
can't. Celebrities excited
yeah,
about
I
a
I know.
Rolex.
And then someone comes and tries to chop my hand off while I'm walking down the street.
When's the last time you wore a watch?
I don't know, the 90s?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah.
What are you
going to
wear the thing?
I'm not. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm not doing that. I don't know if I would clip coupons, though. I've kind of gotten sick of that. But the ones on the app are very easy.
Yeah.
And so how do you not
just
save a dollar?
That.
I think, well, I'm rich. Well, yeah, but I always want to save a dollar. So
I
that's
think that extra dollar.
And, of course, shoplifting. I love shoplifting. So I'm going to do that all the time.
I think I still would return things like that, though.
Okay. Speaking of shoplifting, I maybe kind of sort of stole a little bit.
How did, what?
That's sort of.
Either you stole or you
a
didn't.
Little bit.
No, I don't know. This is like a 20% shoplift ish.
Is there a gray area in still in Monica?
Very
I don't
gray.
Think so.
Yep, super gray. We're gonna live in the gray area. 7:45. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the two of you will blame me because you are not supportive of my lifestyle. So thanks for nothing. But that'll be in the confessional 7:45. And oh, I got. You know what? We're supposed. To, I don't want to forget right now.
Okay.
And I almost forgot. And we're supposed to do it at 6:15, which is 6:15
right now.
Exactly. I got an email through our website yesterday, or message, whatever you want to call it, from Amber. And it is her daughter, Ava. It's her she's in the seventh grade, and it is her 13th birthday today.
Okay.
And she
happy
wakes
birthday.
Up at 6:15. So
okay.
she said, I was hoping you could give her a happy birthday, time to get up, sort of shout out type
okay.
thing.
I hope
Wake
Ava
up,
didn't.
Ava.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't hit the snooze.
Hey, Ava!
They had the, was it the car alarm challenge? Have you seen that?
Oh, I have.
Yeah. So we could try that and
we'll
wake
do
her
that.
Up.
All right, go ahead. Try it. Monica.
No, it doesn't work. my car alarm is broken. I can't do it.
What was that?
That was a car alarm.
Are you
challenge.
Tarzan?
That was you. Do it. You do. You try it out. Is yours better?
Because I did see this thing where people make the noise like a car alarm, and they sort of hit
Stop
their
it.
Throat.
Yeah, I guess I'm not chopping hard enough.
Yes, please chop your esophagus.
What was that?
Go ahead.
No, you do it first. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. The technique.
That does sound more like a car alarm than your Tarzan.
Okay, you know what? All right, you do it, Antoine.
Okay, Antoine, you try.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Wake up, Ava.
I think it was still better.
Okay. Some sort of pack of wild animals attacking something. I don't know.
Animals of the wild.
I was way better than Monica's. Yeah. All right. Last time.
Okay. Wake up, Ava. Happy birthday.
What was that?
Happy birthday, Ava.
What was that?
I don't know. It's dreadful.
Car alarm challenge. This was a thing that was circulating the other day on the internet. And Monica just attempted. This is doing it well.
Yes.
So that's a person.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you see what it is. Okay. And then whatever you did
I don't know.
Was,
I did it wrong.
Do you want to give it one more try?
I don't know.
One more try. Go ahead, Monica.
This
try.
This is for Ava.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Ava.
Yep, it's again. Ava's birthday. Not your daughter.
Not my daughter, Ava, but
somebody else listening.
Okay. Is that better?
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm.
Am I not chopping hard enough? Because you have to kind of like chop your throat.
I need you not to chop hard.
No, I can hear you chopping. You're chopping your throat so loud.
Am I doing it too
You are like
much?
Bruce Lee throat chopping yourself.
Oh, well.
It's in the scream, I believe. I don't know. You put in some sort of like dying wail that was going on in there instead. So that's the car alarm challenge.
Yep.
Try it with your friends. 52353. We're going to get into Monica's current bizarre crush. And these are ones where the person is not necessarily hot, or it is a character or a machine or a robot, because that's a lot of times where Monica's fall. In the past, she has admitted that she has a crush on Optimus Prime.
Like Predator.
Yeah. Optimus Prime from the Transformers, but specifically when he's the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Not when he's the guy with the truck chest or anything.
No.
You know, that's not hot to you.
He's Optimus Prime.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Predator, that's another one.
Oh, boy, you're special.
For example, somebody texted in, they said, I'm the champion of bizarre crushes. They have a crush on Slender Man.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, Slender Man.
Wow.
That's
scary.
That's not much man right there. I mean, Slender Man.
Yeah, I don't
that's
know.
That's scary.
I like my men skinny. I don't like some curves. I like Slender Man.
And then poor Vince Vaughn, because this person texted, well, my best friend Aaron has a crush on Vince Vaughn. Okay, he's not Slender Man.
No,
Lord.
Slender Man, that's...
No.
That is bizarre.
Mm. Is it back in the day sort of skinny Vince Vaughn
is
it current sort of fat bloated Vince Vaughn?
There's so many different phases of Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn is somebody, he carries his weight in his face. So the minute he gains a little bit of weight, it is right there. Here's somebody, I was talking about how I got a heart attack for my birthday because my son didn't get off the bus.
Yeah.
And the bus pulled away before I could even get to the bus.
Yeah.
This person texts 52353. Same thing happened to my coworker yesterday, freaking out because her child hadn't off the bus yet. It was time. She kept calling the school. Nobody would answer. She's freaking out. She calls the school again. Finally, the principal says, oh, yeah, the bus driver quit. Your kids are still here.
What? They just quit right before?
I guess.
That's.
And we, I feel like the lines of communication are broken here at that point.
Yeah.
Just a little heads up. That's all I need.
Yeah, you kind of need to know.
That does freak you out when your bus is late. By a minute or two, because it's always the same time. And then when it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you think, what is going on?
So as parents, you always worry.
Yes, basically. you get worried for your birthday.
Yeah. K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
It's gross. It is. Your voice. I mean, it is. That's you, man.
Mm-hmm.
You open your mouth, that's what comes out.
Yep.
No changing it.
Really isn't any kind of changing it.
No.
Gets older. There's that one. I don't want that old person voice.
No.
Raspy.
But I've met a lot of people that, you know, are older, and their voice is still...
The same.
But when it changes, like, how does that change? How do you prevent that change?
So the thing that's more interesting is that science is studying people's voices and being able to kind of identify certain personality traits.
Yeah.
Health issues and potential. That's the stuff I think is very interesting. Here's a scientist who's talking about it and how they think they can identify things like depression, for example.
I think for depression, for other forms of anxiety, probably for bipolar disorder. There might be some characteristic changes in voice that signal that someone's drifting towards a psychotic risk.
Which would help you identify, hey, okay, this person might need help, and we can get them the help that they need.
Do they
need.
Have a sample voice for us to listen to, or no?
And we can guess what's wrong with him?
Okay, so if you want to call in, and Monica will try to guess what's wrong with you. That's a fun game. Guess what's wrong with you.
I will guess what's wrong with them, and Monica would guess what kind of food you'd be.
That is true.
Yeah. There we go.
Monica, I feel like you can identify a lot of stuff about a person in their voice. And just people in general. But where this gets even freakier, yes, they're going to use it to understand health issues and things like that. And I think that's a big deal. Plus, I think you can kind of figure out, okay, how is your voice connected to your brain and the other parts of your body? And can if we cure this, does that cure the disease? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That stuff is interesting. Then at the same time, you get the fact that companies are going to try to figure out how to use it to their advantage. So I'm talking about this whole thing.
Not words of speech.
You just kind of lay the whole thing
physics
down.
Of speech created from the waveforms from the human voice box. Unscrupulous operators could make inferences about all kinds of things, like, are you someone who wants to buy a Jaguar convertible from your voice?
So what they're saying is, because you use the digital assistant on your phone, for example, voice recognition, that kind of thing. That information is, of course, recorded and kept.
That will happen.
Right. So then companies can analyze your voice and say, ooh, this person is more prone to buy this kind of car. So we can send them the ad. There's another company that claims to be able to tell you from your voice whether or not you'll default on a loan. So basically say, nope, no loan for you.
Wow.
Seems too relaxed. Yep. He's not going to pay it on time.
I like the tone of your voice. The computer says you're a liar.
They have to analyze everything.
They really do. And the robots are going to be in charge of all of it. Mm-hmm. Or Monica. So if you would like to have your voice judged just by Monica, she can tell you what's wrong with you. That is now. No. So 774-9236. She don't want to. Because she just wants to talk about all of her bizarre crushes. And really, they're not men either.
Well,
and don't get excited. Doesn't mean they're women. They're creatures.
Kinda.
You like creatures.
Things.
I like creatures.
So if
that
you have a
weird
crush, 52353, if there's a real sexy looking tree in your
you
backyard.
You don't have a weird crush? Like
men of the listening area, if you have a crush on Miss Monica.
What?
You have no chance. You don't.
Oh, no.
Because you're just a man.
You have to be, what'd you say, a creature.
You're not a creature. You're not a car. You're not a beast.
No.
Some sort of thick alien. I don't know.
Are you Predator?
Yep. Are you Predator?
We did have a Predator at Boobash 1 year. A guy dressed up as Predator.
And Monica.
And then years later, I became best friends, well, close friends with his wife.
Kept
and she
was looking
like,
for him every
you
year.
You hugged my husband a long time. She had a picture. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Well, great seeing you again.
All threesomes start with a great story, Antoine. That's I've always found. So that's great.
No, Halloween costume.
Put the outfit on, please.
No.
Monica's got very unusual crushes. We have people texting 52353. And it's not even just random people that aren't necessarily super sexy.
Yeah.
It can be creatures, too. Like this person texts in and they say, well, ever since the 90s, they've had a crush on Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, which I think also immediately translates to Rafiki from The Lion King. You have to have a crush on him, too.
Wow.
Because they look the same.
Yes, they are similar.
Wow. So I rock your world. You are thinking about Rafiki this morning.
Ooh.
Monica Brooks, she likes a bad robot, a bad beast. Bad. Well, not a bad boy, but a bad beast.
Optimus is not terrible, but he is badass.
Optimus Prime, the Transformer, and not when he's the Transformer man/robot.
Well, when he transforms, he is, the voice and everything.
You got to be that Trump, voice. Baby.
And Predator, I like the way the Predator leaps and when he jumps out of the tree and hits the ground. Like
he
that
leaps.
Leap.
I think you like that tongue roll noise thing he makes, too. That whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now my newest, I guess kind of weird crush.
Kind of.
Is the Beast from the movie Glass.
And Split.
And Split.
Okay.
James McAvoy.
There's a Beast.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the movies, but he's a character and he's a beast.
Yeah, he's Beast as in he's a man, but he just turns into this invincible
guy. And you don't like him when he's James McAvoy.
No.
Or Steve from the movie, whatever his name is.
No.
You like him when he's
the Beast.
When
the
he's
beast.
Climbing the wall and bending
like
bars and stuff.
You got a thing for the Fly. Do you like him?
Yeah, well, I do like that guy. What's his name?
Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, I follow him on Instagram.
See, she likes The Fly. So weird.
I know women love Jeff Goldblum. I've never heard him like The Fly, though, that character.
I, you know, kind of like progressive Flo.
There you go, Flo. She's cute.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And also, back in the day, so it was way more age appropriate, is Disney cartoon character Kim Possible.
Mm. I remember.
Kim Possible's cute. They got a movie coming out.
For me, it was Jessica Rabbit.
Well, yeah, that's the classic. You know?
And when I was
Carmen
a kid.
Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, Carmen Sandiego. I didn't even think about her. Yeah, yeah, she was
like,
on
what's
the list.
Going on underneath
mystery.
That trench coat?
With
mystery, that's right.
The hat covering up.
She kind of looked like she could be Kim Possible's milfy aunt. You know, that kind of thing.
She's somebody that would be on Ghost Hunters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Kim Possible, she had those cargo pants and the crop top running around. Yeah. And I liked that. 5, 2, 3, 5, 3. Weird crushes. At least mine still looks like a human.
Well, the beast looks like a...
The beast does look like a human. Like, like somebody on steroids.
You know, Monica's having Venom fantasies over here.
Venom, too. Hey.
You like that big rock-looking dude in Deadpool? He seems like your type.
Colossus.
Do you like Colossus?
Oh.
Didn't you want to name your kid Colossus?
Well, something similar. But then Maximus Steel.
But then Kevin Hart had a son and named him Hendrix, so she copied that.
And everyone was against, you know, Goliath and Maximus Steel. So
I'm glad.
Yeah. Do you realize she seriously considered naming her child Goliath?
I'm really glad you were outvoted.
My brother-in-law was, he shut it down.
Oh, he did.
He was like, what?
Yep. He was very unsympathetic. I believe he said, that is stupid.
He did.
That was his quote.
He said Maximus Steel. It's your day
in the morning. Y'all got some funky crushes out there. Antoine's running around some chick with horns on.
I know it.
What is that?
I know. Hella, about somebody.
Hella from Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who the actress that plays her. But,
I don't know.
And she wears horns. She's incredibly sexy, and she's sexy with the horns on. So. Uh-huh.
And, but it has to be with the horns.
With the horns.
Yeah, she has to.
There you go. Hi, Dr. Antoine. Hella.
Yep. Hello.
Let's see. Text 52353. This is very common for ladies. A lot of serial killers.
I know.
Ted Bundy.
People are all about that. Netflix, they had to put out a statement saying, please do not, you know, go after seeking, you know.
Stop
that kind
fawning over Ted Bundy.
That stuff.
Michelle and Hardy loves her some Thanos.
Thanos is all right.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
I'm trying to think of who plays him. I can't remember now.
Monica, I looked up the picture of the Beast.
Uh-huh.
Man, he looks like a tweaking meth head.
He looks like he's on something.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
No, not the scene when he's crawling the wall.
Not my man. Meth heads crawl walls, just so you know.
No.
I mean, he looks like a muscular version of Jesse from Breaking Bad. I mean, that's all it is.
Gosh, don't try to ruin him.
I am trying to ruin it.
You are.
Julian Roanoke has a weird crush on Stephen King, who looks like everybody's aunt. Every year he gets a little bit older.
He looks like auntie.
He does. He looks like your auntie. Fifi Lathum from Tiny Toon Adventures.
Fifi, the skunk?
Yeah, look, Joe, she's a decent looking skunk.
Yeah, Fifi.
Got some curves.
Oh.
Now I feel like I gotta take a shower. I don't know.
The K92 Morning Thing trending top three. Number three
trending. What is it? I'm replacing.
It happened again.
I got some dumb story about cats. I don't care about it anymore.
Okay, well,
so let's go to this.
This happened 2 weeks ago, and I didn't even want to talk about it because I didn't even tell Jared about it.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's like a couple weeks ago.
I was gonna say let me sit down for this. I'm already sitting
because
down.
Those that are familiar with that lottery dream where I said the numbers are flashing at me and I'd put them in my phone and I didn't play them.
Yeah.
Yep. And they came up.
They came out.
How many times did they come up?
Three or four times it happened.
Yeah.
Back to back. Well, it happened again where I had a dream and I was in a restaurant. I received my copy of my receipt and the numbers were in bold black, but I couldn't really tell for sure. I could see the 6s and the 7s and the 8s. But I was like, oh, I woke up out of my sleep and I said, oh, it was nothing. Went back to sleep. Those numbers came out that day. I didn't play.
Oh, my.
The number. I know. And I was like, I didn't even want to talk about it because I was.
You're so useless. Give us the numbers.
Don't you at least give us the numbers?
I know. I didn't tell my mom because I know she was going to rail me for it. Like, why didn't you tell me the numbers so I could play the numbers?
How could you?
Yeah, but it happened again, and the numbers were in bold black, stood out at me, and I just went back to sleep on them. I went to sleep on them. Mm. I know. So I was like, okay. Now I think it's safe enough to say what happened and tell you the story of what happened.
I don't think it's safe right now.
You are not in a safe space.
We could be on the Kmart island right now.
My mom's listening and mad.
Yep. We could have all that money. We could have our own island, and we could shoplift from Kmart. All of our dreams, Monica. Your dreams are ruining my life. That's what this is.
Well, I know.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
Number two.
I don't even want to read the rest of these. I don't even care anymore.
I'm sorry.
Number two. Monica screwed us over again. So the college admissions scandal continues to be big news. And I, again, am I the only one that thinks that we are going way overboard with this? Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, faces 40 years in jail for this. For paying, from paying some money to USC.
She's not getting 40 years.
Well, here, okay. She is not going to get 40
years.
But they added on money laundering charges because the money was going to a charity. It was a fake charity, and then the guy was keeping it. So that is money laundering. So TMZ estimates that the court is going to try for 4 to 6 years on her. And a legal expert says he thinks she's going to get 3 to 5 years for this.
Well, and you know, well, Harvey Levin, he's a lawyer.
Right.
He's a lawyer, you know, so he knows how it's going
to But 3 to 5 years, I mean, I'm sorry. We're wasting our time. We're wasting our time in the courts. We're wasting our time in jail for
3 to 5, or will she just get like a year, do like some kind of Teresa Giudice kind of thing?
I don't know.
A year,
they're
and
saying
then
they think Martha 3 to 5. And they think Felicity Huffman will get less than a year, but she will go into some level of jail, but she pled guilty.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like
I don't
we're wasting
think she's
our
pull
time.
That much time.
Okay, rich people gave some money to equally two rich colleges, and this we're wasting.
She'll be on house arrest or something.
Still madder at Monica, though. Just saying.
Number one.
Number one. This is good news. This is exciting. Except it also ends in bad news too. And again,
what?
I blame Monica for it. Trader Joe's is now selling teeny tiny avocados, and they're awesome.
The little babies, little baby avocados.
The avocado is one of those things where I like an avocado. But you don't need to eat a whole avocado. If you're just one person, that is too much avocado. Mm-hmm. But you can't save it.
No.
Because avocado goes bad in 4.5 seconds.
Turns brown.
Yep, that's it. 4 seconds. If you don't open it and throw it directly into your mouth, it's useless. Mm. So now Trader Joe's is selling these bags, and it's only like $3 for 6 little avocados.
Oh.
And you can have the teeny tiny ones, and
little
it's just
Ivies.
For you. Right. But... Mm. We don't have a Trader Joe's around here. So, again, that is just...
Dang.
I've never had avocado before. We need to change that.
Okay.
Yeah, I keep trying it.
Zach, make something delicious with avocado.
I make something delicious with anything. Make some avocado. Okay.
I knew he was going to say that.
I can go ahead and do that. Tune in later this week for Eating Avocados on the K92 Morning Thing. You should probably set a reminder in your phone. Yeah. I feel like that is very important.
Big deal.
Or just stop all of the rest of your life and just stay right here and patiently wait. For when we eat that avocado.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Zach, please do a birthday scam on my husband, Adam. I've been listening to you guys since we moved here last year, and we absolutely love your show. Antoine is a perfect match for you and Monica.
Oh,
nice. Thank you.
Anyway, my husband is the manager at, we will call it, restaurant open 24 hours. So he is constantly dealing with issues of drunk, crazy people who do stuff in the middle of the night. Should be a perfect start for you. Thank you so much for everything you do. That is from Melanie. Ladies and gentlemen, the K92 Morning Thing gives you the birthday scam. Dude, where's my pants?
Thanks for calling. This is Adam. Okay, I'm sorry. Hello?
Ugh, so loud. Your voice is like piercing my brain. Could you please just keep it down just a little bit, please?
Okay. Is there something I can help you with?
Okay, that's a little better. Thank you. My head is just pounding. I was in your restaurant last night at about 3 a.m. and cocktails had been had.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, not my best night at all. Apparently threw up in an Uber on the way home.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And my mailbox.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, sir, but are you calling here for any particular reason?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, the whole night is a little foggy, and I kind of lost some stuff and was wondering if you could just check your lost and found for me for a second.
Oh, yeah, sure. We can do that for you. What exactly are you looking for?
I think I'd may have left my sunglasses there. I don't know why I was wearing sunglasses at 3 o'clock in the morning, but oh well, whatever.
Okay. What do they look like, sir? Were they a particular brand of anything?
They're blue, like aviator glasses. You know, the real douchey-looking ones with the mirror frames, like Tom Cruise and Top Gun, those.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking here, sir, and I don't see any in here. I have some regular sunglasses, but not the ones that you're describing.
Okay. Oh, well. Also think I left a bag of jerky.
Jerky?
Yeah, you know, smoked meats.
Yeah, I know what jerky is, sir, but there's definitely no jerky here.
Okay, it's probably fine, because I just don't think I need to be eating that right now anyway.
Probably not, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Got any pants?
I'm sorry, pants?
Pants, yeah, pants. I woke up this morning, no pants. Can't find them anywhere. No shoes either, really.
Sir, we don't have any pants here, sir.
You sure? Like jeans?
Sir, I can promise you that if you took your pants off in our restaurant, we would ask you to leave. So there's no way you could have left your pants here.
Well, then where are they?
I don't know, sir, and that's not really my problem, is it?
You know, you have not been very helpful here today.
No. Sir, I've actually been very helpful and patient with you, so I'm sorry I don't have all your stuff. Maybe you could consider acting more responsibly and not putting yourself in that kind of drunken state in the first place.
So that is a no on the pants.
No. Why don't you call your Uber driver, you know, the one that you threw up in? Or maybe you should call rehab or something and get your life together.
Whew. You are not much fun at all.
Okay, sir, look, I'm very busy, and if I can't help you, I need to hang up.
Will you at least wait until I tell you you're on a birthday scam?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
You're on a birthday scam right now. Hi, Zach from K92. Oh. Hi, Adam. You're on the radio.
Oh.
This is from your wife. Hi.
My wife did this to me?
Yes, she did. It's a free birthday present. A nice little happy birthday phone scam. Mess with you a little bit while you're at work. I know where you work, drunk people have to be an issue all the time.
Yes, they are drunk. They are drunk all the time.
Happy birthday, my friend. You are at work. I know you're busy, so I will let you go. But thank you for coming on with us, and thank you for being a good sport, and good luck with the next round of drunks.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Birthday scam. Birthday scam.
It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam.
And here we are, Cast and Call. I am your host, Antoine Terrell. With our two contestants today, Zach Jackson.
I'm not wearing underwear.
And Monica Brooks.
Hello, brand new wig day.
Mine too.
Yes, fabulous.
We love being stupid 70s game show contestants. Yeah. I want to grow up to be one of those dorks that you see on the Game Show Network. So me versus Monica. TV characters. You'll run down the cast.
Yes.
You'll call it out.
Yes.
It's almost how we came up with the name of this thing.
Call out the cast. Right.
And who's teaming with who? Brittany. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
All right. Who do you want? You want me or Monica?
Let's go with Zach.
Okay. Let's try the Zach today. Okay. All right. That'll be Brittany and me. And that means, Amanda, it's you and Monica, okay?
Woo!
Okay.
Woo! Oh, there we go.
See, I like this unbridled, somewhat false enthusiasm. That's what we want. Everyone who plays in this game needs to pretend they're on meth. That's what we like.
All right, Antoine. And just a quick reminder, I'm going to go through the list of characters one at a time. Buzz in with your name. So,
yes.
Zach, you say Zach. Monica, you say Monica.
I know those people.
Oh my
All right.
God.
I know them. I'm
All
ready.
Right. If you get the answer wrong, the other person has a chance to guess right then.
Gotcha. They don't get any more.
They don't get any more names.
Okay.
They have a chance to guess right there.
And we're going to try 2 out of 3 on this, or whenever we get sick of this game or whatever happens. So.
Exactly.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Casting call.
First TV show. Sam. Carla.
Carla. Oh, Zach. It is Cheers.
That answer is correct.
Yes.
Oh.
Correct. Yes.
The other names would have been Norm, Woody, Dr. Frazier, Rebecca, Coach, and Diane.
Okay. Oh, yeah. 80s sitcom Cheers, Boston Bar. One for me.
Right, one for Zach and Brittany.
Oh, man. I'm ready for round 2. Casting call. Here we go.
All right. Our next show. Zach, are you ready?
Wait, let me load up my victory music for when I win.
Ah! Don't say.
I'm going to win.
Monica, okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now I'm ready.
All right. Second show. Jay. Gloria. Claire.
Wait.
Phil. Mitchell. Cameron.
Zach!
Who is it?
Who is it, Zach?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm starting my music. Modern Family!
It is Modern Family!
Man.
And I watch Modern Family, and I'm listening to the names, I'm like, what? And I watched the show. Dang.
Which, I want a year supply of turtle wax.
Gloria.
Yay!
I should have got it off of Gloria.
The rest of the names would have been Haley, Alex, Luke, and Manny.
Brittany, congratulations. Dad, Brittany.
Yeah, so Brittany, you get your choice if you want a pair of tickets to Saturday's Down by Downtown, which is going on this weekend at Elmwood Park. You can get your tickets and info at downbydowntown.com, or you can get the Salem Red Sox tickets. We have a pair of tickets to the game. This Saturday is K92 Autism Awareness Night.
Yes.
So there'll be raffles and giveaways for the first 1,000 fans through the gates. And tickets are on sale.
Congratulations, Brittany. Hang on for that. Amanda, of course, you will win a copy of the K92 Morning Thang home game.
Nice. Good job.
If we had a home game.
We will.
It's right now. We have one, but it's in your imagination.
Yes.
So you have to imagine all of that. And congratulations. I do believe we'll play Casting Call at least one more time.
Yes.
So
there we go.
This is the place where we cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
Where we purify ourselves.
Yes.
That's right.
In the waters of the K92 Morning Thang Confessional.
Wow.
Freeze, though.
Lord, I'm here to tell you. I only kind of sort of stole maybe a little bit.
Ish.
Just a little.
That's right. I was shopping at the store that sells groceries.
Okay.
Names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Mainly himself.
Right. It's only kind of, sort of, because ham was on sale. Big, beautiful spiral hams.
Yeah.
My son loves a ham. And, you got Easter coming around the corner and stuff, too. So those are big old hams.
Right.
That's some great savings right there. I'm going to get me a ham. Now, when you buy those big old spiral hams, they come wrapped in that fishnet stocking-looking thing with the handle on the end.
The lingerie wrapping.
Right. And on the end of the lingerie wrapping is where they put the little sticker with the price tag on it. Okay? I go over to the bucket of hams, and there are only a couple left. And the price tag has fallen off those hams. So there sits two hams.
Yep.
Sitting in their little fishnet stockings.
Uh-huh.
And there, on the bottom of the ham bucket, sits two price tags.
Oh, boy.
One price tag says $9.
Yep.
The other price tag says $13. I grab those two unmarked hams, and I hold them in my hands. And Lord, I knew which one was slightly heavier than the other one.
Yes, he did.
And I took that one. And then I took the other price tag that probably, maybe, sort of, kind of, wasn't applied to that ham that was laying there. And I went and I paid for that ham. So as I say to you and to all the people listening, ish. I kind of, sort of, ish.
You did. It wasn't ish.
You see the ish?
Yeah, I see the ish.
You stole $4 worth of ham.
Not necessarily.
I know you didn't weigh it. You didn't put it on the scale.
I don't know.
He weighed it.
But he didn't really put it on the scale. It could have been a different ham. It could have been a third ham that disappeared.
Exactly.
Where's that price tag?
The mystery ham. It flew away. Yeah. Antoine, what if I was not taking into consideration that one ham was in my right hand and the other ham was in my slightly weaker left hand? So maybe that ham felt heavier because I'm weaker. I don't know these things.
And he didn't use a scale.
Nope. I did not have a doctor, a scientist, or a scale available to me. Uh-huh. So I just did what I thought was the closest.
Do you know where there was a scale? Or there is a scale?
It's not going to measure a ham that heavy. That's
just for two bananas for old people.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. They probably have one in the back.
But that's too much.
This seems like bothering an employee that does not want to be bothered with this.
I know. They're like, sir, just take the ham.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like they would want me to.
They would. Like, take it.
Sir, we don't care. Just pick one of them.
So there's an ish.
There's a big ish.
Yep. You let that lingerie ham seduce you.
I did.
Into losing your morals.
Ish.
Ish.
And the way I justify it is, if that were to be the case, which it probably was, but we don't know that for sure.
Right.
This makes up for the times I buy a container of strawberries and there's one rotten one hiding on the inside and ruins all the strawberries and I got $3 out the window. So that happens. This is even.
You break even.
I am just doing the things that karma want me to do. That's it.
Well, speaking of karma, what about the person that comes behind you and now has paid $4 extra?
Well, that person
should
use a scale. That person should use this scale to make sure that the price is correct.
That person is on their own, Antoine. I can't be looking out for the whole world. I can only be looking out for me and my ham. So thank you very much.
I'm so mad she had an answer prepared.
She always has an answer to justify crime. That's my girl right there. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
If you see Monica Brooks wandering the streets this week, don't be alarmed at how weird she looks.
Oh, I'm testing out some contact lenses.
They're so pretty.
I've been asking people.
18 different colors.
Yeah, I mean, there's honey, there's hazel, I had amethyst. Yeah.
What did you have yesterday with it?
I put in different contacts, like one in one eye, honey in my right eye, amethyst in the left.
Unnatural in my left eye, more unnatural in the other eye.
And I've been asking people for their opinion, like, do they look good at all? Do you like a particular color?
I don't like any of them.
Zach did not care
for it. Oh, my God. Yesterday,
all.
It was so freakish. It was like staring at one of those creatures that jumps out of the dark in the jungle. And goes,
I know. You said, I can't talk to you.
I can't.
I can't look at you. So...
Yeah, the specific animal is the bush baby. If you search the bush baby, it's this little looking koala
like a lemur,
and it goes, yeah! It's got these eyes.
They're really bright, yeah, the contacts.
And your eye, I believe that bush baby had honey in one eye and amethyst in the other, because it was...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
So you're not with it.
I can't listen.
But Antoine said, you know, the honey wasn't terrible.
You pick from the choices you have.
Yeah.
And I thought the honey, was that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like that looked natural.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the choices.
I'm gonna order honey because honey was.
It's sort of like picking. Hey, you want to be punched in the face or the punch in the mouth? You know, it's one of those. I didn't want either of them. And I try now to be a good. I try to be a good communicator. And, you know, look people in the eye when they're talking to me. But
you couldn't look at me.
I didn't even hear what you were saying.
He's like, I'm sorry, I can't look at you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna order the honey though.
I vote eyeball. I vote
natural
eyeball.
Eyes. But sometimes you want to change it up.
No.
Sometimes. I didn't go blue or anything.
Good Lord, put a different shirt on. You want to change it up. Changing your eyeballs.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Taylor Swift, she is really sweet. She does a lot of great things for her fans. Recently, a fan was in a car accident. Taylor Swift, she decided to send her some flowers and a handwritten note.
Okay.
Just because.
Yeah.
You know, wishing her well.
She's one of those people that drives you crazy because there's not really anything bad you can say about him. Like Tim Tebow. Again, same thing. Like,
how?
What do you hate on?
There's nothing.
Him playing quarterback professionally.
Well, I know, but that has nothing to do with him. Like, Tim Tebow
him
as a person.
Okay.
As a person.
Right. What is it about him? How do you cut that man down?
No one says anything bad about Tim Tebow.
He is, yeah. Okay.
Like, Taylor Swift doesn't even double dip, like, in his chips. Like, he doesn't even do that.
He's a good person.
But he probably also, at the same time, if he saw someone else double dip, he'd be like, that's okay. You're one of God's creatures. I'll give you a hug. I mean, that's what he would do.
You know what? He's so soft-spoken. I think he's a loud cruncher.
Okay.
I think he eats really hard.
Finally, we have found it.
That's what it is.
That with hard his mouth eater. Open or something. Yeah,
no, no, he doesn't. He doesn't chew with his mouth
crunch.
Open.
He has a solid jaw.
I see what it is. Yeah. When he eats a chip or like a Cheeto or something, it's very loud.
Very.
Like my son. Okay. Aha. Uh-huh. Finally, we have found the flaw in Tim Tebow.
Yep.
It's taken
loud
us
cruncher.
About a year to figure it out.
There'll still be someone mad that we said he's a loud cruncher. Yep. How dare you insult Tim Tebow?
Taylor Swift, she's talented.
Yeah.
She puts on a really good
beautiful
show.
Girl.
If you go see her live, she's cute. She's nice to her fans.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this whole story here.
Yeah, just flowers and everything out of the blue. Very nice.
Yeah. Did you even tell the story or did we just launch into?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The accident happened.
Okay.
Yeah, she said, I'm so sorry to hear about the accident. My heart aches knowing that such a wonderful person is having to go through this.
Okay. You know what?
That's what she said in the note.
That's another one for Tim Tebow then. He's distracting me. That's, uh-huh.
Oh, this right here, the talk. Sarah Gilbert, she's leaving The Talk. She says she has to because her life is out of whack. The balance is off. She has a family, and she's also trying to balance The Talk and the Connors.
Sure.
Okay, there's a lot on the plate.
That makes sense. I get it. You announce you're going to leave this random show that I didn't think anyone really even watched, but then the crowd reaction.
It went crazy.
I mean,
something that I have been struggling with for a while and going back and forth.
As we get ready for this, I mean, seriously, this is the reaction as if they got up and announced, just a heads up, one of you in the crowd will be killed before the show is over.
But I've decided that it's time for me to leave the show at the end of the show.
Wow. Pay
no!
those people?
Wow.
Again, it was one of you will not survive this taping.
Yeah, I mean, but she's one of the original.
She's the founder of the show.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is.
You know, they have Sharon Osbourne and others.
So, Monica, if people wanted to tune in to the talk, they would do what? What channel would they put the TV on and at what time?
Well, they just, just go to, 92.3. It's on K92.
Is it BET? Like... No, it's...
Is it BET?
Is it Fox?
No, Fox. No, you just get 92.3 and you get some talking.
There it is. That's what it is.
You believe get actual it is talk.
Available for free on the K92 radio app.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone? Bring them out, bring them out.
Bring them out, bring them out. You can tell us.
Yep.
We're your friends.
You can be anonymous.
Safe place.
Yeah. Well, you can. A lot of times, people they like texting in their secrets because it's just fun.
Yeah, it's free. It's like, okay, I said it. Now I'm done,
Yeah, like this person, been having a love affair with my boss for almost 2 years. And then adds, wow, does that feel good to get off my shoulders? See?
For 2 years.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Text 52353, left my husband for his cellmate.
His cellmate.
Interesting.
Well, that's a twist.
That is a twist. One you don't see coming. Huh. I wish I could cancel my wedding and my fiance and I just run away and get married with nobody there. All we need is each other, cake, and good pictures. The rest is a headache, not worth it. I will tell that person, every single person who's ever gotten married has said that exact phrase.
I was
right
about
there
to say, yeah. I think that's like a common.
It can be stressful. Uh-huh.
That's just the lope comes up at least one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do your wedding anyway. Yeah. It's fine. This one. So this is the kind of thing I would expect from Monica. I threw up in my $200 purse at a stoplight so a cop wouldn't see me and pull me over for a DUI. I blamed it on my roommate.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's no good.
And not that I expect you to be driving while drinking. I just expect you to throw up in a purse. That's Monica. That's what it is. $200 purse.
Yeah, you take an Uber.
So we have Not Jasmine would like to confess something as well. Good morning, Not Jasmine.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
She doesn't sound okay.
Well, we know that she maybe kind of, sort of, ish ruined a wedding. Ish. There's a whole lot of ish that goes down.
I'm tired of this ish today.
Well, when I did my confessional earlier, Monica, I do believe, agreed with me that there was a gray area.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's an ish.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed it, you can go on the podcast and get it later. But Not Jasmine, this is your time. So what happened?
So my sister is getting married in June. So I'm actually really freaking out, you guys. I need a good seamstress or something because I ripped her wedding dress. I know. I told her not to give me a lot of responsibility because it's me.
I warned you. I warned you against giving me
things. I'll give her a point for
She's
that.
Already she placed the blame her on her sister, though.
Okay. Now, so you ripped the wedding dress. This is not your dress in the wedding. This is the wedding dress.
No, it's my sister's wedding dress. So I went to go pick it up. She asked me to do it. It was fine. I was already running errands. I picked it up, and it was really beautiful. So I was I decided to try it on.
That's bad. That might be worse.
Oh, did she put it on?
Yes.
It's probably some kind of
I put it on, rule. And I couldn't zip it, and I, stepped on it, and I ripped the zipper, and I just, this happened, 2 days ago, and I'm dying. She's gonna kill me.
Girl, yeah, that was a bad idea, terrible idea.
I know, because you can.
She's asked me to see it, and I've made up excuses. I'm freaking out.
Yeah, you got
to
get that thing.
Fixed now.
Exactly, fixed 2 days
ago.
What are you waiting for,
Jesus.
Woman? And really, there's an unspoken rule, but is there some sort of bad luck charm or something if someone else wears your wedding dress?
Probably so. I would,
I'm going to guess yes since I ripped it.
There it was. Instant karma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You got to get that fixed.
Now, in her defense, and this is a very flimsy defense.
Okay, I want to hear this one.
She told her sister not to give her responsibility.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Yeah, And that's why I said she gets a point for that one, because she did warn her sisters that don't tell.
Much like, what do I always say, Monica, about secrets?
Don't tell you any secrets.
Don't tell me any secrets. Right. I cannot hold a secret.
Can't.
So don't tell me. So if you're going to tell me, everyone's going to know.
If it's a pregnancy announcement, Zach will just end up saying it.
So you know what? Not Jasmine. I think you're right. This is all the bride's fault. We need to blame her. How dare she give you any responsibility? You told her not to.
Well, I think you get the dress fixed, put it in the bag, make sure it's nice and clean.
Does she have to tell her she tried it on, though?
No. I don't think you tell her unless you absolutely have to, because you don't want her thinking, oh, my dress is cursed or something.
Okay, but do we need to like burn sage on this thing or something? Is there some sort of voodoo we have to do to cancel out some sort of unspoken, goofy bride bad luck thing?
No, I think you don't want to ruin her day.
I think the bad look is actually on not Jasmine for putting on the dress.
She needs
to
get it fixed.
Are you married?
Me?
Are you married, not Jasmine?
What? No.
And you never will be.
I don't think you will be now. I think you've put bad karma on yourself.
Maybe just ish.
Well,
ish.
It's all about the ish.
Yeah, just get the dress fixed.
Oh, that's, get it fixed.
Get it fixed and don't mention that you put it on.
Right. So Monica says get it fixed, don't mention that, and then definitely.
You don't want to ruin her day.
Hold on to the lie. It's not a lie if you don't say anything. That's what it is.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
If it comes out later
that's
in life.
That's later. That's
like
much.
Way later.
Like
decades.
When y'all are in the nursing home together.
Yeah. Yes, nursing home. Thousand
years.
Yeah,
remember that day?
Yep. So you can tell her in the year 3019.
Yes,
you can go ahead and do that.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
All right, this one's going to freak you out. I'll get right to it. This woman had a bunch of bees in her eyeball.
In her eyeball? How's that happen?
In Taiwan.
Uh-huh. That's how it happens. In Taiwan.
It happens in Taiwan. So, the end. End of story. God, it sounds like a horror movie. So she was visiting a relative's grave in Taiwan, and she was pulling some weeds. And a bunch of tiny little bees flew right into her eyeball.
Ew.
This is a mosquito, but it's the best I have.
Yeah.
at first, they were so little, she thought it was just sand or dirt. So she washed her eye out with water. But then her eyelid swelled up, and she kept feeling a sharp pain in her eye.
Lots of stings.
So later that night, she goes to the hospital, and it turns out that 4 bees were in her eyeball alive, feeding off her tears for hours.
Oh, man, they are mean. Feeding off her tears.
This is how you turn into a superhero. She's going to be Bee Lady.
Yeah.
Bee Woman.
The Beekeeper.
The Beekeeper. There it is.
Ooh, that sounds more like a villain.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, because she is a villain because she's mad and she feeds off of people's tears.
Uh-huh.
Yep. She sucks things out of your eyeballs.
That's a movie.
Oh, my God. My eyes hurt just thinking about this story. Doctor had to remove the bees. She had a bacterial infection, inflammation in her cornea.
Yeah.
Apparently, there is some sort of species called the sweat bee. No relation to Salt Bay in any way.
Yeah.
But yeah, the sweat bee.
The sweat bee? I've heard of that.
Yeah, I have too.
Oh.
The sweat bee,
Yellow jacket.
In her eyeballs. Listen, the next one. So this is a scary story that you worry is going to happen more and more and more, because this is very easy for this to happen to you. I mean, I read other stories and think, okay, you know what? Not going to any kind of grave sites in Taiwan anytime soon. So I think I will be okay with all of this. But then you hear about stories like this, where this couple, they take the Uber to the airport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the Uber driver goes back and robs their house. Yeah.
That's terrible.
That is a problem right there.
Yeah. It's like they're not home, clearly.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they probably talked in the car, like, how long
did
he be gone?
Yeah. Sure.
Gone for a week.
Yeah. And they're going right to the airport. So the dude knows exactly what's going down. San Francisco. Picks someone up, takes them to the airport, drops them off, goes right back to their house, tries to break in. They had a doorbell cam that triggered an alarm when it detected him moving around. So he didn't get in, though he did go down to a neighbor's house and stole a bunch of stuff from there.
Oh,
this is Home Alone. They had the police officers over.
Mm-hmm.
The sticky bandits or wet bandits, whatever they were in the first one.
We can't have anything nice.
Going on vacation.
Can't
they came back.
We can't have anything nice. I tell you what.
And these are the crimes. They bother me more than anything because they are crimes where it's a lack of respect. Like, we just don't have respect for each other anymore. You want to steal from the government? All right, stealing is wrong, but it doesn't bother me as much as when you steal from other people.
When people work hard.
You want to break the law in the college admissions scandal? Big deal. But when you're just robbing, you're picking them up in an Uber. I mean, Even if you're going out to dinner, the guy knows you're going to be gone for at least an hour.
Yep.
Think of it that way. Mm. So, yeah, that one
doing
not good
dirty
at all. One more, and this will be one that freaks you out as a parent. You know, we talked about me being freaked out earlier because somebody neglected to inform me that my child was not going to be on the bus yesterday.
Yeah, you were scared.
So when he wasn't there, he was gone, and I was freaking out. This family was freaking out. They couldn't find their 8-year-old boy in Russia. He had left to travel the world.
This he was in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so we're, I mean, this takes place in Russia. He didn't travel to
he
Russia.
He originated in Russia.
Correct.
Okay, all right. At first story I was like, starts in Russia. Okay, it wasn't like he was here in Roanoke and then traveled to Russia.
This
like,
is not a story in Salem where he goes to Russia. But he got a little far. 8 years old. They found him on a street. He had taken 3 different buses, and he had his piggy bank, 3 encyclopedias, a toy, and then, in case he got hungry, a banana. And he said he was going to go round the world. He wanted to see the world.
Oh, well, and no one bothered the kid. No one said anything. They're just like, oh, kid with a banana and a piggy bank.
This is Russia. I mean, now I'm stereotyping. They're probably, he's 8. He must have a full-time job in the mine somewhere. I mean, that's the kind of thing you think.
Just taking his bus.
Yep.
Well, they found him. That's
they
great.
Did. They found him.
Mm-hmm. Now I see why Monica and Jared steal out of the piggy bank of Ava to make sure she doesn't leave.
She can't travel the world.
She can't travel the world.
She's doing it for her own good. That's what it is. She's not
just
a bad parent.
Her.
She's helping. Good call.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.